Hello, welcome to Inside Money, which this week is about the fairness and legality of bank charges. It's a contentious issue. Bank customers are being encouraged by consumer groups to revolt. Growing numbers are refusing to pay default charges, which are imposed when you go overdrawn without permission or when direct debits or checks are bounced. These customers argue the charges are excessive and unlawful, and some of them have taken their bank or building society to court to claw back charges they've paid in previous years. Well, the banks don't accept the allegations against them, but they have often repaid charges when challenged, hundreds or even thousands of pounds to some individuals. One customer who got his money back is Radio 4 listener Craig Walton.
I took my bank to court because the obscene amount they're making from charges, it's not right, and it's about time people stood up to the banks.
But what about the other side of the argument? The banks strenuously deny that their fees are excessive. They say they reflect the administration costs involved, and you can avoid them simply by keeping your account in order. So why have they agreed to waive charges or refund them at the 11th hour before going to court? Is it to avoid a definitive judgment? Ginny Broad from Alliance in Leicester explained why to Moneybox earlier this year.
We believe that our charges are both reasonable and lawful, but the cost of fighting the court case, of having the litigation and so forth individually, is not worthwhile. We can't recover our costs from the court, so currently we're not defending these.
One reason why this is such a hot issue is that the Office of Fair Trading has already moved to curb charges imposed by credit card providers, and there's speculation it might eventually do the same with the banks. Even if you've never been overdrawn in your life, this story could affect you, because if the banks are forced to reduce their default charges, some experts suggest they might react by ending free banking for everyone. So what sort of charges are we talking about for going over your borrowing limit? Often it's £20 to £30 or more, and interest charges can rise for unauthorised amounts, perhaps to as high as 30%, so the debt quickly grows even bigger. The consumer group Which? Has campaigned to cut fees like this. It estimates that charges for unauthorised overdrafts amounted to £4.7 billion in the last year. Which offers guidance and model letters on its website to encourage people to challenge their bank charges. A number of other websites do the same. But could this consumer revolt backfire if it does, in the longer term, bring an end to free banking? At the heart of the whole debate is what the law has to say on the subject and what it actually means. Well, it was in April this year that the Office of Fair Trading told the credit card companies to effectively cut in half the fees they charge when customers miss a monthly repayment or breach their borrowing limits. And this, of course, raised some expectations that the OFT might do the same thing with the banks if it decides to launch an investigation into bank charges. We've been told an announcement on that will be made by the OFT in due course. The question is, are the charges levied by the banks and the building societies fair, or are they disproportionate?